Hey guys, Alex Newman here with The New American, and we are with the one and only Trevor Loudon. You guys who watch regularly are very familiar with Trevor. He is an investigative journalist, a researcher, analyst, an anti-communist, and he's also a key player in the wonderful new movie, Enemies Within the Church. Trevor, that movie is causing shockwaves in the evangelical community. What are you guys seeing?
Well, we are seeing that too, but it's just the truth. You know, the American Christian Church is being invaded by Marxists, bona fide Marxists, to bring the church to the left so they can take the country permanently to the left. And if we don't wake up to this and call these basically infiltrators out, we lose the church and lose the country. So we are not in remotely repentance about calling these people out by name and what they're doing. And we hope every Christian, everybody cares about liberty in this country, sees that movie.
And what are you guys seeing now? I know pastors all over the country are watching this. What kind of responses are you getting? Is it hate mail? Or people are like, wow.
Look, we're getting letters all over the place. You're right. We need to do more. The church has been, you know, standing back. The church should be the moral leader of any community. Who the politicians look to for guidance, who the families look to for guidance, and it's abandoned that responsibility. And we're getting enthusiastic letters all over the place saying, wow, this is profound. I'm looking at things a whole different way. I'm looking at my ministry a whole different way. And we're just blown away by the positive impact, by the positive feedback we're getting.
And it really is incredible. Everywhere I go, people are talking about this movie. Folks, if you have not seen it yet, you must go see it. It is huge. Even if you're not an evangelical, you need to see it because this affects everybody. Trevor, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I want to ask you also about Ukraine. That's on everybody's mind. Putin tanks just rolled over the border. What's going on?
Well, basically what I think this is a power play to shift the world balance of power away from America and towards Russia and China. I think we have to face the reality, and I've been saying this for a long time, Russia and China are partners. There's a lot of people, a lot of American conservatives who think Russia may be on our side, they can help us out. No, we have a situation now, the three most powerful countries in the world, Russia, China, and America, are all led by communists, right? That's a pretty dire situation. And what is happening is the Ukraine, the Ukraine had nearly 2,000 nuclear weapons at the fall of the Soviet Union. They gave those weapons up. Bill Clinton conned them into giving those weapons back to Russia in exchange for American protection against Russian aggression. And now that the Russian aggression is happening, all Biden's going to do is defriend Putin from Facebook, essentially. So, you know, Biden just gave China Afghanistan, just gave Afghanistan to China, plus a whole bunch of American military technology with it. Now he's about to give the Ukraine to Russia. And it won't just be the Ukraine. It's going to be the Baltic states. Eventually, all of Europe will be dominated. And they are on their way to surrounding America. Most of Latin America is communist. You know, we see what's happening in Canada. You know, if Europe goes communist as well, how's America going to survive?
So if you were advising members of Congress, I mean, obviously Biden is not going to do anything helpful to this country, but if you were advising members of Congress, what would you tell them that they should be doing right now?
I think hardcore, not just economic sanctions on Russia. You should close down RT. You should kick every Russian diplomat out of the country, every Russian non-citizen out of the country, get rid of the Russian mafia, which are running drugs all over the place. Just go very hardcore and then work with the governments, not Germany, unfortunately, but the governments of Western Europe that are still willing to stand and basically draw a very firm line in the sand that can't be crossed. We have to back the Ukraine morally. We're not in the position to help them militarily. Well, not with soldiers, because we're just too weak right now. That's the reality.
I was going to ask you about that. If a war broke out, what do you think would happen? Any idea?
We would lose, unfortunately. I'd love to be wrong on that. But, you know, Biden did nothing to stand up. He gave Putin a green light when he said there'd be no military response to an incursion. Well, the Russians people are very used to economic hardship. Sanctions will mean nothing. These have got to be actually sanctioned. The response is going to hurt them, not just economically, but actually get their presence out of this country. Because they've been working with politicians in this country for 40 years, Democrats mainly.
And the Chinese too.
And the Chinese. We should get rid of all Chinese and Russian presence out of this country. They're buying our politicians. They're selling our kids drugs. They are corrupt, buying our land and farmland and media and technology. They're influencing big tech. They are a menace. These two countries are both run by enemies of our nation, and they're being abetted by internal enemies. We need to be hardcore and get them out of the country. We need to restore American sovereignty, and we need to stand by those few allies that we have left in the world.
And those enemies have names. You did the book, Enemies Within, naming the names of the people in Congress that were tied to the communist movement. Trevor, I know you're really limited on time. What's the best way to follow your work? Where do people get the movie Enemies Within? How do people stay in touch?
Yeah. Look, go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. You can stream it. You can buy the hard copy, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Follow me on trevorloudon.com. I write for Epoch Times. I write for The New American from time to time. Epoch Times TV, I'm on that. If you go to trevorloudon.com, you have to put it in the search bar because Google has forgotten my IP address. Okay? But you can still get me if you put it in the search bar at the top of the page.
Excellent. Trevor, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Great to be talking to you.